Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest to happen in running this week. This week's stories include irunfar.com down, the next stop on the Traisen Ultra Odyssey, and letsrun.com lets loose on ultra runners. We begin this week with a feel-good story from ultra runner and author Corey Reese, who while on a cruise ship off the coast of California ran a 100 miler in 27 hours, 46 minutes around the boat. We aren't sure if this is a world's first, but I've never heard of it before. Corey posted his Strava for the run, which is pretty damn amazing. He began his run in the harbor of Long Beach on the southern edge of Los Angeles and logged a total of 336.6 miles, including ship travel, finishing a third of the way up the state west of the Ventana Wilderness. Sounds like the course was 16 laps to the mile, and I can't imagine dealing with the inevitable seasickness. Great work, Corey. Way to inspire. We don't want to get too far into this week's show without taking a moment of silence in honor of ultra super fan Bill Duper, who passed away this past week at age 80. If you didn't get the chance to meet Bill, please take a few minutes to check out the 2015 film on Salomon Running TV called The Ultimate Fan. Bill was a tireless supporter and self-proclaimed fanboy of the sport. His nickname, Leadville Bill, was bestowed upon the locals since he has witnessed every single Leadville 100 since 1988, and reportedly just about every Hard Rock 100 as well. I know for me personally, it was always a joy seeing Bill in either town, as he often shared his top 10 lists with me of his coveted race predictions. His meticulous reading of race results meant he was often the most up to speed on the who's who in the sport. We'll all miss you, Bill. You are surely in my top 10. We next turn to an incredible result at the Rotterdam Marathon by 70-year-old Gene Dykes. Not only did he turn in a sub-3-hour marathon effort by running a 2:57:43, but is also a prolific ultra runner. Last year, he ran the Triple Crown of 200s and is a recent past winner of the Race for the Ages with a 205-mile effort in 68 hours. Thanks to Steeltown Runner for that info on the effort and stats. Looking for an ultra life coach slash pacer to guarantee that upcoming 100-mile finish? Look no further than Susan Donnelly's Don't Go Home Without a Buckle packages. First off, if you don't know who Susan is, she's one of the most prolific 100-mile racers, with over 100 finishes to her name, including 10 Javelinas, 17 Superiors, and 16 Massanuttons. She has a range of services on her website, but the one that knocked my socks off was a VIP pacer tier, coming in at $9,997. Now, I'm not one to be able to utilize that kind of service, but maybe there's someone out there. One thing's for sure, you can count on Susan to get you that damn buckle. Popular ultra news website, irunfar.com, was down over the weekend due to some server issues, but as of the recording of this news show, it was back online Monday. Just in time, as we always love perusing their This Week in Running column, with a rundown of the top race results over the weekend. Seriously, go check it out. Thanks to Justin Mock and future Barkley entrant Megan Hicks for their tireless efforts each week. Now on to some results. The Mad City 100K, your US 100K Road National Championship, took place in Madison, Wisconsin on a new 5K loop course. Apparently, the previous 10K loop course was unusable due to construction projects by the city. The new course is at Warner Park, and although I obviously haven't set foot on it, it includes a couple tight turns. Pretty brutal sounding, but I suppose an ideal course for consistency for this type of road event. Road ultras have lost out here in the US to trail events for the most part, but I'm glad to see some still going at it. Perusing the results, it looks like just 13 people finished the 100K this year, with Anthony Kunkel taking the win in 6 hours, 52 minutes. For the ladies, it was Liza Howard with the win in 8 hours, 7 minutes. Both Liza and Anthony earned a spot on this year's 100K world team with their wins. Speaking of world champs, we sure hope the 100K championship goes through, as the IAU, or International Association of Ultra Runners, just announced the cancellation of the 2018 50K World Champs that was supposed to happen later this year due to the combined requirements between the world and national federations falling through, whatever that means. couldn't find references to where that event was supposed to take place. The IAU hosts 4 ultra championships annually at the 50K, 100K, trail, and 24-hour distances. From the website, it appears the 24-hour championships alternate from a world one to continental ones each and every other year, likely due to the high requirements. This year's 100K Worlds will be in Croatia September 8th, and the Trail Champs, an 80K mountain race, will be held May 12th in Penygalosa in Spain. One of the country's most approachable 100-milers took place on a USATF-certified course this past weekend at the Umstead 100 in Raleigh, North Carolina. The slightly rolling 12.5-mile loop is repeated 8 times for the full distance, and runners are given 30 hours to finish. We have some insights from outhouse viewer Les Abbott, who was out there to witness the carnage firsthand and the low finisher rate of just 42%. Steady rain hit the event even before the start. The temperatures, which were in the 50s, slowly descended into the 30s. Since the race does give a finish at the 50-mile distance, and there is a roaring fire in the lodge adjacent to the start finish, plenty took up the offer this year to save something out of the experience. Shout out to Olivier LeBlanc, who took the win in 14 hours, 4 minutes, matching his time from 2017 and just barely edging out Jim Sweeney, who was less than 3 minutes back despite the conditions, which later were spitting snow and sleet on runners on course. Rialoni was the first for the ladies in 19 hours, 11 minutes, and there was also a Gordy sighting out there. He endured and finished in 29 hours, 5 minutes. Thanks to Les for the report and congrats on your 28-hour, 36-minute finish time. Try to find results for the Potawatomi trail runs, which includes the 30, 50, 100, 150-mile, and 200-mile distance event. And I believe this one used to be called the McNaughton Park Trail Runs in Central Illinois, but Ultra Signup and their website show nothing. I guess we need a Midwest correspondent to hook us up with some info on the next go-around. The American River 50 in California was won by Zachary Ornelas in 6 hours, 22 minutes, and Emily Hoggood for the ladies in 7 hours, 44 minutes, with a total of 377 finishers. Of note was Tim Tweetmeyer, who finished his umpteenth straight AR50, and this time coming across with his boy, Austin, by his side. Pretty cool. The Traisen Ultra Odyssey continues. Just when you thought she'd hung up the shoes for good after her 14 wins at Western States, and Anne almost did with no ultra results from 2005 through 2012, but she came back strong in 2018 with a couple of 100-mile buckles to her name already so far this year. Anne is attempting an ultra in every state in the US and every province in Canada. Her most recent was at the weekend's Beyond Limits Ultra 72-hour in California, where she amassed 100 miles wearing some snazzy get-ups. If you'd like to follow her journey, go to her Facebook right now and search Traisen Ultra Odyssey or the @PeakLifeAdventure handle and wish her luck at her next event. Damn, this episode is freaking packed. All right. Now with the results from the UTWT events from the weekend, which took place on 3 different continents around the world. See? Told you so. First to Croatia for the Istria 100 mile, which was won on the men's side by Paul Giblin. Shout out to you, Paul. 21:07, a bit of a slower time compared to the past couple years, and it was Francesca Canepa of Italy back as the women's winner in 22:49 for the second straight year. Down in Argentina, we saw the Patagonia Run 100-miler with a hand-holding finish. Oh, come on now. Between locals Maxi Lopez and Gustavo Reyes, the top 2 women's spots also went to Argentinians, with Veronica Ramirez finishing way ahead of second place Marielle Marinero. And finally, the Marathon de Sable, which is taking place in Morocco. After stage 2, thanks to some reporting by Ian Corliss of Talk Ultra, we have 2 bros out front. Rashid El Morabidi put the hurt on his brother Mohammed, who beat him in stage 1 to gain the lead by 10 minutes. The women's race had some drama as 2016 champ Natalia Sedic was hit with a 1-hour time penalty for failing to produce a mandatory whistle at one of the checkpoints. Ouch. That put American Magdalena Boulay in the lead for the time being, despite Natalia running a faster stage. Looking at the photos of the stage race, I'd have to say gators are a must out there on these sand dunes. We'll have the dramatic conclusion and final results next week. It seems the 2018 Solomon Running Camp is going off well on Madeira Island. Greg, if you're tuning in, call me about next year's camp. I'm sure I could pencil you in. I'd have to say the antics between Ryan Sands and Francois Den on their Instagram stories are just straight up cracking me up. With Francois towing the line at Western States this year and Sands heading to UTMB, these two champs are seemingly swapping races and tips for the year. Here, Francois offers up his advice to Ryan on his secret to winning UTMB.
Well, best thing or best secret is maybe to put some wine in your bottle, but it's French secret. Eh?
So what is?
So I just carry the wine like this.
Yeah, or maybe it could be more discreet if you put the wine in a flask of flask like that.
And you sip it slowly or you...
Yeah, I like to drink it slowly. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe you can just start after 12 hours.
How it tastes?
Very good. Quite fruity.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah.
So now with that, you just have to go to UTMB. It will be easy for you.
Easy, I don't need to train.
So that's the ticket. The popular running website letsrun.com let loose on the sport of ultra running this month after user SpartanRunner97 posed the question, why do people on here hate ultra runners? On the world famous message boards. This naive or possibly trolling post set the army of prepubescent teens into a furied frenzy of posts discussing how ultra running takes no talent, is boring, and of course, just a walk with buffet breaks. Love it so much. We have a new FKT to report on this week, thanks to a Red Bull film that just dropped where Debo took on the Lost Coast Trail. This remote section of the Northern California coastline is about 55 miles long and extremely rugged, with some sections cliffed out where you must race the rising tide to get through in time. Bowman was aided by former record holder Ricky Gates, who helped pace and film the effort, which knocked over 90 minutes off the time, bringing it down to 11 hours, 12 minutes, 8 seconds. We're pretty sure with the release of this film showing how freaking badass the route is, that the time won't last long. Debo himself even said the time should drop to around the 9-hour mark as attempts pile up. We've got a couple ultra birthday milestones we'd like to recognize. First, Peter Fish, ultra runner, just turned 82. And quite possibly the most interesting man in the world, aka Don Winkley, is now 80. For those of you towing the line at the Boston Marathon this next week, have you considered the double Boston? Instead of battling the buses and corrals, you can get your own ass to the start line with a 26.2-mile warm-up stroll. The annual tradition of running the course in reverse kicks off any time at the finish line between 4:30 a.m. and 6, depending on your pace. Just a reminder, you can also access this show in our audio format on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and Spotify. Search Steep Life Media where you can and check it out. If you dug the show, be sure to smash the motherfrickin' subscribe button as we are tantalizingly close to the 10,000 mark. Be sure to turn notifications on so you don't miss the next show. And with that, thanks for tuning in to episode 88 of Outhouse News, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share or a question or feedback for the show, please leave a comment below. If you'd like to directly support the show financially, consider becoming a Patreon supporter of this channel, or check out the link below to own this one-of-a-kind pair of Jam Jam sunglasses, which comes with its own certificate of authenticity and a Mountain Outpost sticker pack. Whew! Have a sh-t week.